40 years ago, another war was coming to a close, the Vietnam War. This week and next, we'll be marking the 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. It was an event that changed the lives of hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese. Many came to the U.S. as refugees, to camps in different parts of the country. Saul Gonzalez of station KCRW visited one of the sites in Southern California and sent us this report.
Forty years ago this month, with North Vietnamese communist forces closing in on the South Vietnamese capital of Saigon, the final shots of the Vietnam War were being fired.
For one moment they panicked, and rightly so. The mortar hit right in the middle of the gun on the right, 100 yards away. It killed a lot of people.
Reporters told of a city under siege and how South Vietnamese, allied with the Americans, were seeking a way out by helicopter, airplane, and boat. They included a Frances Nguyen. She was 12 and scared as her parents took her to the harbor to try to escape. The Nguyen family got aboard one of the last vessels to leave the port before Saigon's fall.
And it was so full. Other people were trying to get on, and they got kicked off. And it was very sad to see some people just, like, trying to swim toward the ship and trying to get on.
And you aboard the ship didn't know where you were going.
We didn't know where we were going. April 30th, the next morning, our government surrendered.
But Frances and her family were about to be helped by something called Operation New Life. It was a massive U.S. government program for Vietnamese refugees. It eventually brought more than 130,000 Vietnamese to this country. After a stop in Guam, Nguyen's family was given the choice of four temporary refugee camps in America.
We chose California because we heard that United States is very cold. We end up in Camp Pendleton.
Camp Pendleton, a sprawling Marine Corps base in San Diego County, converted back then into a refugee camp.
So if we had been here in 1975, what would we have seen?
You would have seen a lot of busy people.
That's Faye Jonason, Camp Pendleton's base historian. We see what's left of the refugee camps, a collection of unremarkable Quonset huts surrounded by chaparral-covered hills. Jonason says in 1975, Marines stationed at Camp Pendleton were used to fighting and dying in Vietnam. Then came the surprising order that they would now have to run refugee camps and needed to build them fast.
This is not something that they were expecting. They might have gotten notice maybe 2-3 days before that we were being considered, but we didn't know that we actually had marching orders until the day before that we actually got anybody.
So you had to create instant refugee
camps. Refugee camps. So they bring out all these tents. Well, we didn't have enough. They had to go to Utah to get more tents, more clothing, more everything.
At its peak in the summer of 1975, nearly 20,000 Vietnamese refugees were at Camp Pendleton. Many, like Ken Nguyen, came here with next to nothing.
Nothing, the clothes on my back.
You came with the clothes literally on your back?
On my back, that's correct. The clothes on my back. And I said, nothing, not even a dollar in my pocket.
Nguyen, no relation to Frances Nguyen, who you met earlier, got to the camp when he was 21 and stayed for 4 months. His memories are still vivid, from standing in line for food to hearing music played over the camp's PA system.
Well, what's the music you remember from the camp here?
The biggest thing is the Beatles song at the time, and also the Santana band group.
You were listening to the Beatles and Santana
in the camp here? Yeah, don't forget Elvis. That was also a big hit back then.
We can't go on together with suspicious.
After leaving the refugee camps, a lot of Vietnamese formed communities from California to Texas. Ken Nguyen went on to Georgetown University and is now a parks commissioner in Southern California. He recently celebrated his 35th wedding anniversary to a woman, a fellow refugee, who he met at the camp. Frances Nguyen became a successful businesswoman and a leader in the community known as Little Saigon, about an hour's drive south of L.A. She's embraced the U.S., but can't forget what she left behind.
I always tell my kid, on one shoulder you have to be a Vietnamese, on the other shoulder you have to be American. So how do you balance that? This is a fast-lane society. You have to adapt to being American. But at the same time, you cannot forget where you're coming from.
They're sentiments that many Vietnamese Americans who fled their country 40 years ago understand. For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez. Camp Pendleton, California.
This is The World.